listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming up in 20 minutes. Ross Tucker is going to stop by, and then at the top of the hour, we will connect with Evan Washburn, who will be on the call for a little Chiefs and Bengals this weekend, as he will be on the sidelines, as you will have Jim Nantz and Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson. And since it's the AFC title game, you got to get everyone there. We need two sideline reporters. So Washburn's going to be there. And I think they do have Jay Feely doing the kicking analysis.
I was going to ask, the kicking expert, you got to have Jay Feely on for this game.
And you have Gene Steratore as well to tell us everything about the refereeing. Like, hey, there's a hold. That's why it's a hold, or there's pass interference. I always get a kick out of the TV refs. Did you see, though, I think it was in Buffalo, where they had Jay Feely on the field before the game, right? CBS had that game, Bills and Bengals.
Oh, yes.
Did you see Jay Feely? I know you're Mr. Like Tough Guy. Which TV announcers are the tough guys? And you went after Tony Gonzalez earlier in the year. It was back like September, October.
Yeah, it was like week three. The guys were wearing gloves. Give me a break, Tony. It's like Cleveland.
I almost texted you. Look at Jay Feely, Mr. Tough Guy, even though he's a kicker, out on the field, in the snow, pregame hit, right before kickoff too, which I thought was like bizarre. That's like one of the first guys we need to see a minute before kickoff. I get it. The ball's getting kicked in the air, but what the heck are you going to provide off that?
Especially off the kickoff.
Did you notice he wasn't wearing gloves?
Tough guy. I give him credit.
I think it's stupid.
I give him credit.
You're now in Buffalo, Hickey.
Earmuffs slash a hat, I'm more lenient on.
No.
It's not even the gloves. I actually don't care. It was just more the fact that it was like late September and Tony Gonzalez is like 50-degree weather is putting gloves on. You can wear gloves in Buffalo in January. I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with it being in like week three.
Fraud alert.
And I forget where the game was, but you're not
Cleveland?
In Alaska.
I think it was.
I want to say Cleveland or Cincinnati. It was early in the year, and it's not cold. If it was cold, it's like 50 degrees. You got to toughen up. I'm sorry. You have to. January, you're basically Thanksgiving and on, you are free to wear gloves whenever you want when you're outside. If you're Tony Gonzalez, and we're talking about still September, come on.
Oh. I think what you are doing, by the way, is now you're adding a caveat, because as Marco Belletti kind of exposed of you a few weeks ago, you were the guy that was walking out of the Rose Bowl. Oh, it was cold. Oh, it was rainy. Oh, you know, it was very cold out there in L.A. And now all of a sudden you're like, you can wear gloves. You can't wear gloves. Like all that. I think it was
cold, but did I have gloves on? No, I did not, because I'm a tough guy. I promise you, in that weather, Tony Gonzalez would have had gloves on. And because he's bougie,
guy. He
probably would have wore the electric heating gloves.
You are not a tough guy.
Okay.
You are not a tough guy? I'm looking back at the Amazon Prime schedule. L.A., week two. Oh, well, these don't. Oh, no. They were in Cleveland, week three. I think it was Cleveland.
I think it was, too. It was early. I remember it was early.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had to be Cleveland.
Okay.
Was that Steelers, right? Brown Steelers?
Yep, Brown Steelers.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
That was a wonderful game, by the way.
That was what, September like 30th?
Yeah, September 22nd.
Come on. Come on. Even you see, I see you are in agreement.
Yes, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I will say maybe there was someone that was a little bit older than Tony Gonzalez. Like, for example, my mother. We could be going to Florida, where it's like 80 degrees, bring a jacket. And I'm just like, why am I bringing a jacket? It could be 60 degrees. Ma, we're coming from New York. Where, like, sometimes I wear shorts and a t-shirt where it's 40 degrees. I don't need to bring a jacket to Florida. So maybe someone in his family got in his ears, like, oh, you know, got his ear. Bring some gloves.
My mom brings a sweatshirt to the beach. So I am totally aware of what, how you're,
well,
you know.
The beach could get windy.
It's in July.
Summer,
okay,
though,
it's
fine. It.
Okay, it's windy. Now it feels like 75 degrees.
But hold on. Like, I've been at the shore for Memorial Day where it's been freezing. Now,
no, we're talking
May.
July. We're talking July. Memorial Day is always hit or miss. So I get the whole, like, oh, pack, you know, you never know. It's going to be cold. Again, Tony's a grown man. He can make his own decisions. Just because my mom brings a sweatshirt to the beach doesn't mean I bring a sweatshirt to the beach. Someone says, Tony, it's going to be a little chilly. Wear gloves.
Now, don't
you
get
don't have
me
to
wrong.
Wear gloves. That's all I'm going to say.
Tony Gonzalez does look like Mr. Hollywood. But with that being said, for you to say, and I'm quoting you, not me, I'm a tough guy. Tony Gonzalez isn't. That guy is a Hall of Famer. That guy is a 6-time first-team All-Pro. He's a 14-time Pro Bowler. He's maybe the greatest tight end that the game has ever seen. He would maul you. He would destroy you. He would wreck you. He would end your life. And you're like, oh, I'm a tough guy. He isn't. Let me tell you this. You better hope, since we're taking you to the Super Bowl, that Tony Gonzalez isn't anywhere within eyes, within hands reach of me. Because if that's the case, I'm going to walk up to Tony and say, hold on, Tony Gonzalez. I'm going to grab him, bring him over to you, and see his shaking.
You're
going to
grab Tony Gonzalez.
Yes.
And you're going to move him.
Yes.
The mountain of a man you just described.
Yes.
I'll say it to his face. Listen, Tony knows, by the way. They've addressed it on the broadcast. I don't know what I'm saying to his face. Tony, you can't be wearing gloves week three. Come on.
You would not have the cojones. You are the
I am not denying
person.
He would beat me up. I'm not denying he's a great football player. I just think it also makes it worse when you're sitting there in 55-degree weather wearing gloves. That's literally all I'm saying. You can't be doing that.
You are also the same person when my producers of the past have called in to berate you for some of your takes. Mikey B. or Ben Horowitz, you have sat there and haven't said a word to them. If you were a little apprehensive of Ben Horowitz and Mike Biseglia, who Mike Biseglia couldn't beat up anyone if his life was on the line, if Tony Gonzalez was on set, you'd be like, hey, Tony, big fan. Love your work at Amazon Prime Video. You would never bring up the gloves to him.
I hope he's there. I hope he's there. I have no problem bringing it up to him. Tony, can't be doing that. Sorry. Great. I'm not taking anything away from his playing career. Is there... You just went through the accolades, but you can't. I'm sorry. Week three in September, you can't be wearing gloves during the broadcast. You can't be doing it.
What happens if he was cold? What's the big deal?
Cold. The guy played in Kansas City for how many years? He knows cold. He knows. All right. He's not in LA, you know, playing in a dome his entire life. And, you know, kind of like a Dolphins or the Colts when you go outside and it's below 40 degrees, you melt. Or I guess in that case, you freeze.
Yeah, but you know what happens? Like, he's from California. Right, he ended his career, I know, in a dome in Atlanta. He probably lives on the West Coast back in L.A. now or back in California. People that live in Florida and California, when it starts to get to like 60 degrees, like whenever I'm in Florida, I laugh. When I'm in Miami, I'm going to Miami the weekend of March 10th, whatever that is. The second weekend of March, I believe it's March 10th. I'm going to Miami. And every year when I go to Florida and I go to Miami and it's March and it gets to like 65 degrees, they break out the North Faces, they break out the gloves, the winter hats. I think that's just the blood of Tony Gonzalez. And he's from California.
And so what does that say?
I think he's just cold. I don't think it makes him weak. I don't think it makes him less of a man or not a tough guy like what you said.
Sorry. Can't be doing it. I'm just... What else do you want me to say? Tough enough.
Now, Evan Washburn, by the way, who is Mr. Tough Guy. He does not look like a tough guy, but he's going to join us at 9 o'clock. I remember last year I ran into him on the field in Buffalo when I was at the game -2 degrees, Patriots and Bills. He did not have any earmuffs, which I think is a terrible, terrible job when you're at -2 degrees.
I would agree with that. That's past the tough guy meter. You could put a hat on. Or for his great hair, maybe some earmuffs.
Now,
not even a hat.
If I just remember correctly, weren't you the same jackass that a few weeks ago? You said that you were going to go to Green Bay when it was very, very cold next year and you were not going to wear a shirt at Lambeau Field?
What did I also say? Hat and gloves, yes. Shirtless, absolutely.
Wait. Okay, yeah. So you go shirtless. If you're going shirtless, why do you have to wear the hat and the gloves, though?
You got to keep the extremities warm. Those are the first to go. So I don't need shirtless for a 3-hour game.
Okay.
And the guys, and part of the reason, or what I guess spawned the idea was watching the pregame, they had guys taking off their shirts. I forget what it was, Monday night game maybe. And they had guys, you know, pregame taking their shirts. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I thought it was stupid.
And that's where, but it came, they had hats on, they had gloves on, just no shirt. And it's like, oh, that's a man's man right there. Or they were multiple guys, so men's men. Tough guys hanging out at Lambeau Field on a Monday night.
Here's the problem, though. Like, Ross Tucker, who's coming up in 10 minutes, he's a man's man. You are not. You're not. You don't have the body build for a man's man.
What is that supposed to mean?
You don't.
You have to be bigger or stronger or bulkier to be a man's man.
You don't like chicken wings.
That's not true. I like chicken wings. I prefer boneless.
No, yeah, exactly. Not a man's man.
I would disagree with that. I'm breaking barriers.
Once again.
For men.
You don't know what it is to be a man's man. You don't. You've never been a man's man. It's just, it's a fact. You want to act like you're a tough guy. You're not. And I'm just sorry. When you prefer boneless wings to regular chicken wings, you can't be a man's man. That's like the ultimate man food. So you're going to go after Tony Gonzalez for wearing gloves, which is fair. But I guarantee you, if we see Tony at the Super Bowl, oh, hi, Mr. Gonzalez. You want to talk to Zach? That's how you would say
it. I will not whimper out of that.
You have two things. Two things I need you to do when we're at Radio Row.
Uh-oh. That's if Tony's there. We have access to him.
He's there every year. Two things. I want McAfee on. The other, if Tony Gonzalez is there, I want Tony Gonzalez on. Those are the only two things I'll ask of you.
Maybe I'll bring gloves so if it's like 85 degrees in the convention center,
it'll
be a joke. Be like, oh, look, Tony, I'm doing my best personation of you.
Do that.
That would be funny. That would get some good laughs,
you know
what?
I respect you. But I will have more respect for you if you wear gloves to Radio Row and go, Tony, I look like you when you were in Cleveland in September. Do us all a favor. You can't be wearing gloves in September. If you do that, I will welcome you. Not that I'm like the president of this club, but I will welcome you into the man's man club. And you could finally have a seat. But if you see Tony at the Super Bowl and Tony Gonzalez is on with us and you're like, hey, Tony, thanks for coming on, then that's a problem. Then you're fraudulent. Even if he doesn't come on the air. Like, if we could just get a social media video of you, Tony, I got to do this or I'm going to get fired. Like, something like that. I look like you week 3 in Cleveland for Amazon Prime Video. We have a mission
I
now.
Bet he would laugh. He definitely would laugh.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy.
Especially when it's so specific. Week 3. Cleveland, 11:15 tonight in the postgame. Remember it to this day. Kersa Thompson welcomes everyone back, and there you are in your brown leather gloves. Tony, what the hell?
All righty, if you had to take a guess, who is the odds-on favorite right now? Whether it's going to Tampa, going elsewhere, retirement, what do you think the odds-on favorite is for Tom Brady next year?
No team specific, just staying, going, retiring.
No, this is, it could either be team specific, it could be retiring, or it could be going back to Tampa.
I will probably say the betting favorite is going somewhere else.
Okay, which team?
I will say the betting favorite is the Dolphins.
That would be incorrect. They're currently second right now at +450.
Raiders are number one then.
That would be accurate, and that's my prediction for Tom Brady. Tom Brady to the Raiders at +350. And judging by the way that I bet these days, there's no chance he's going to the Raiders. Who do you think 3 and 4 is before your prediction of going back to Tampa Bay?
3 and 4 for Tom Brady. If 1 is the Raiders, 2 is the Dolphins. I will say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, any
hints? No, I was going to give you a hint, but go ahead. You were just going to say, I was going to say. So
49ers.
That would be correct. That would be 3rd at +500. It is then Tampa in 5th at +750. Who is the 4th odds on favorite right now to land Tom Brady? Tommy Brady. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Can I ask one question? AFC or NFC?
AFC.
Titans. Jets.
The Jets are at +900, but that is not inside the top 5. Actually, retirement's at +800.
Don't tell me the Patriots.
Ding, ding, ding,
That's
ding,
such
ding.
A waste.
At plus 600. Okay. Aaron Rodgers. They actually, on this website, give you just the top five destinations right now. Who do you think is the favorite for Aaron Rodgers?
I will say the Jets.
Now, hold on. Let me just be clear here. This is via Sportsline odds makers. For this one, it's if Aaron Rodgers trades to the AFC, which team will acquire him? So these are only AFC teams. Who do you think is the odds-on favorite?
Jets.
That is correct. The Jets right now, according to this book, are even.
Wow. Okay. I will say second is Miami.
Wrong. Miami is not in the top five.
Oh, okay. Let's go then. In the top five, I'll say Tennessee.
Correct. They're number two at plus 300.
Interesting. Third, Raiders.
They are in the top five. They are not third. They are fifth at plus 1,000. So you got three and four. Jets even. Tennessee plus 300. Las Vegas plus 1,000. You got two teams sandwiched in between Tennessee and the Raiders.
This is not going to come to fruition, but I've seen people saying it. The Colts, are they in the top five?
That would be correct. At plus 900, they're in fourth place. You're upset. You're upset. Come on.
And
you threw a parade for Carson Wentz. And now, oh, I don't want Aaron Rodgers.
I do not want Aaron Rodgers. I've learned from my mistakes. Finally.
The problem was you were training for a garbage quarterback with Wentz. Rodgers is in garbage. All right. Who's the third? Because we got to get to Ross.
Patriots.
That would be correct. A plus 700. I'm not surprised the Patriots are on the Brady list. The Rodgers list, I am surprised. I think the only way that they were going to move off of Mac Jones this offseason would be for Brady if he wanted to come on back. Anyway, we will chat with Ross Tucker next. It is the Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Ross Tucker right now, the former NFL offensive lineman who is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can follow him on Twitter and all social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And he always does great work with My Front Page Story. And he'll be on the call this weekend for Westwood One. Just saw him this past weekend in the first leg of his doubleheader as he was in Philadelphia for that Eagles beatdown against the Giants. And then Ross Tucker, maybe the hardest working person in football media, then quickly got to Buffalo to be on the sidelines for the Buffalo Bills. And they got absolutely destroyed by the Cincinnati Bengals. And this weekend, Ross will be back in Philadelphia for the NFC title game between the Niners and the Eagles. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Ross Tucker will be on the call. Ross, how you been?
I am awesome, Zach. I'm very appreciative of you letting me jump in line at Lincoln Financial Field because there was a long line to get into the stadium for the media, and I had to be doing the pregame show. So just so everybody knows, Zach is the man, very nice, hooked a brother up. And I didn't get to Buffalo as quickly as Peyton Manning did. You know, here I was, Zach, all proud, all happy that I was going to be the only person that was at both Giants, Eagles, and Bills, Bengals. And I see Peyton Saturday night, and I just said hi real quick. Then Sunday, pregame, he's there again. He's there again. And I went up to him and I said, look, I got a bone to pick with you. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you're here again? I thought I was going to be the only person that was at both games. He said, yeah, doubleheader for my son. I said, well, I'm going to guess you didn't drive 4 hours to Corning, New York last night and get 3 hours sleep. He said, no, I did not.
Yeah, I'm going to assume he had a private jet. I'm just going to go out on a limb there, Ross.
It must be nice, Zach. It must be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bad job out of Peyton Manning. I know that you did not know that he was going to the game, but he should have asked you on the sideline and offered you an invitation on the private jet.
The thought did cross my mind when I saw him Sunday that it would have been real nice to catch a ride with him, yes.
All righty, so let's get to this NFC title game first. These two teams are so evenly matched. Is the difference in this one, in your opinion, just going to be home field advantage?
I think there's probably three things. I think the Eagles are the more talented team. You know, the Niners certainly have a lot of talent, right? And we know who those guys are. I don't think they have the depth of talent, right? So, you know, they've got some high-level players, Hufanga and Bosa and Fred Warner, but the Eagles just have so many of them. I tweeted this today, Zach, at Ross Tucker NFL, that 18 of the 22 starters on offense and defense for the Eagles are Pro Bowl players or alternates. Now, 16 of them actually got voted. The two that didn't are Gardner Johnson and Dallas Goedert, because there's some insane rule that if you're on IR, you're not allowed to be voted in. If you're on IR at the time of the vote, you can't go. But, like, Chauncey Gardner Johnson led the NFL in interceptions. Goddard's a stud. So essentially, you know, 18 of the 22 starters for the Eagles are at that level. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it really is remarkable, including, I believe, every offensive starter. But both wide receivers, the whole O-line, Goddard, as discussed, Miles Sanders, and Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's just really, really impressive. So the Eagles have home field advantage. They have more talent from a depth standpoint. You know, Trent Williams is great, and McCaffrey's great, and Debo's great. It's just they don't have the same volume. And then the Eagles have the better quarterback. You know, Brock Purdy's an amazing story. He's been fantastic, but he's not Jalen Hurts. You know, Jalen Hurts can be second in the MVP voting. So this is a huge opportunity for the Eagles that they can't let slip. I mean, they are the home team with the more talented team, with the better quarterback against a rookie seventh-round pick. You know, I really do think on some level the pressure's on the Eagles to win this game. What's interesting and sort of plays into the Niners' favor is just how much playoff experience they have. I mean, this is their third NFC championship game in the last 4 years.
How do the Niners then, and it's not inconceivable for the Niners to win this game like we're talking about. These are two of the better teams in football. There's a reason they're in the NFC title game. I agree with you. I think the Eagles are the better team. But how would you make this argument? What do the Niners need to do in order to win this game?
Probably two things. One is play with a lead. I really, if you watch them, man, they struggle. If it's like obvious passing downs, third and long, not a great spot for their O-line, not really where Purdy's most comfortable. So that's one that jumps out to me, is find a way to get a lead early, because if they get down two scores, sort of like the Giants did, and you were there for the game, Zach, that's not good against this Eagles D-line. I mean, you really need to try to play with a lead if you're the Niners. And in doing that, I think run the football. You know, they did it in the second half very effectively against the Cowboys. They couldn't really do it in the first half very much at all. But in the second half, they did it effectively. And, You run the ball, and I think you can run on this Eagles defense. Run the ball. You possess the ball. You keep the Eagles offense on the sideline. That's how the Commanders beat them. That's how the Saints beat them. Keep the offense on the sideline and run the football.
Ross Tucker here with us. When we go to the Bengals-Chiefs AFC title game, is the pressure still on Kansas City, or do you look at Cincinnati coming in extremely confident? They've defeated the Chiefs three straight times. Or you go, okay, there's more pressure on Cincinnati.
That's a really good question. Because the Chiefs keep losing to the Bengals, and because it's another AFC Championship home game, I guess I would say there's more pressure on the Chiefs. But I think what changes the dynamic a little bit is the Mahomes injury. Because it's like now, I mean, obviously the Bengals are the betting favorite. We talked about that today on the Even Money Betting Podcast. Just the crazy line movement. The Chiefs were some places, Zach, started out as 3-point favorites. It's like they weren't taking into account the fact that Mahomes is hurt. And then it swung all the way to the Bengals now being, you know, 2.5-point favorites. But that almost makes me wonder, you know, are we putting too much stock in the previous game's performance? Because, by the way, it feels like everybody thinks it'll be a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl, which means it probably won't. I think everybody thinks that because they were the two teams that looked the best this past weekend, but that's not necessarily a predictor of what's going to happen this upcoming weekend. I think on some level there's some pressure on the Bengals because now with Mahomes being, you know, hurt, there's like a level of expectation that the Bengals will win, which is weird because that's not usually the position they've been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think the reason why the answer is that there's more pressure on the Chiefs, because I do think the Bengals should win this game like everybody else. But you look at the Chiefs, I look at it, if they lose, what the conversation's going to be. It goes from a team that we all thought was going to be a dynasty that hasn't won a Super Bowl then in the last 3 years, and then you get to this fact that they would lose to the Bengals 4 times in a row. So I think it makes the Chiefs look human if they lose this one coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, and losing back-to-back home AFC Championship games, yeah, for sure. They're like the poster child to me for just how hard it is to actually be a dynasty.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. It is really, really hard. You know, it's why, like, all these fans from these certain teams, whether it's like the Steelers or the Cowboys, where they're like, Super Bowl or bust, man, that's the standard. Like, there can only be one out of 32. I mean, what? Do the math on that. Very, very hard to get that standard. And so, you know, if you're the Bills or the Chiefs, whoever, you just got to keep knocking, keep being right there. But, yeah, I think the way I disagree with you is because if they lose, I feel like it'll all be about the fact that Mahomes couldn't be Mahomes because he couldn't move around because of his ankle.
Also, Ross Tucker, when we talk about this game, if Burrow wins, you then view him as the best quarterback in football, or would it be, oh, Mahomes just wasn't healthy?
No, I think Mahomes is the best quarterback. I think Mahomes is the best quarterback by like a decent margin. He's so good. I mean, look at his numbers this year. Look who he's throwing it to. He's just... I love what Jalen Hurts did this year. I was on the sideline for Burrow, and I was so impressed. He kind of reminded me of like a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. It felt like Burrow knew where he was going with the ball before the snap every play against the Bills. It was so impressive. Josh Allen's a phenom. But I really believe this, Zach. If you asked, you know, exclude those teams. If you ask 28 GMs, okay, which of those guys would you take for the next 5 years, next 2 years, next 10 years, I think they'd say Mahomes. And I don't think there'd be a ton of hesitation. He's that good. I think maybe you get a couple Burrows, but the second reaction plays from Mahomes gives him an edge over Burrow.
Wrapping up with Ross Tucker. Make sure you follow him at Ross Tucker NFL, my front page story. We'll talk about that in just a second. And he is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Where is Aaron Rodgers playing football next year, Ross?
Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, there are people that think he's going to be traded. There are people that, you know, think he might retire. The retiring thing would shock me. He's going to get over $60 million fully guaranteed. First of all, that's a lot of money. Secondly, I don't think he wants to go out that way. I don't think that loss at home to the Lions is how he wants it to end, which also is, by the way, why I think he goes back to the Packers. I think he cares about his legacy greatly. I think he does this thing every offseason because he kind of likes to be wanted. I'm not sure how, the thing I don't know about that is just how much the Packers want him back. There's enough rumblings out there that you almost feel like the Packers kind of want to be able to trade him at this point. But they have a lot of good players. He started to click towards the end of the year with Watson and Dobbs. The O-line got healthy. I think he sees a path to them being a very competitive team at the highest level in the NFC again next year.
What about Brady? Where's Brady playing next year?
The Raiders.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Honestly, so I think for Brady, it's more likely than not that he plays. And then if you look at the teams, who's the team that knows him the best? Josh McDaniels. They need a quarterback. They're going to trade Derek Carr. And honestly, you know, didn't Dana White try to, like, broker some deal where Brady was going to go there the last time? And not only that, I think he would like the Vegas thing. And Mark Davis strikes me as an owner, Zach, that just would think it's cool that Tom Brady's his quarterback. But even if they had a 500 record, he'd be like, yeah, that's cool, though. We have Tom Brady as my, like, I have Tom Brady as my quarterback.
All righty, the floor is yours, my friend. Tell us once again about my front page story.
Well, there's only 3 weeks left. I mean, until Valentine's Day, and a lot of guys don't think about it till February. That's not where it's at. Don't just get like flowers or roses. I'm just telling you, everybody driving your car right now, it is the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever heard of. You either fill out like 5 questions in an email, or you talk to a writer for 5 minutes. They write the most unbelievable story about your wife. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, framed, pictures of her or the two of you. When she opens it up to be able to say to her, I had a story written about you, sounds like the coolest, most unique, most romantic gift ever. She reads the quotes from you about how much she means to you. Like, they cry every time, dude. Happy tears. MyFrontPageStory.com. Trust me. MyFrontPageStory.com. I'd be stunned if you tweeted me or emailed me or whatever and said, it's not the best Valentine's Day gift your wife or significant other or whatever has ever gotten.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I need you to be honest with me here. I did not like the ribs in the press box in Philadelphia. Your thoughts?
Didn't have any.
Smart man. You didn't miss out. And I usually think the press box food at Philadelphia is excellent. The ribs were horrible this past weekend.
That makes me feel good. I don't know why, but I went with the chicken tiki masala, which was pretty good, and then the sour tuna. I because I travel so much, dude, I try to eat. Like, if they have something healthy
that
also looks like it would taste good, then I load up on that. So that's why I double-dipped on whatever that tuna was. I thought it was pretty good.
Did you get wings in Buffalo? Did you pig out at least in Buffalo?
I did not pig out. Well, I did pig out. I did not pig out on wings. It was the best press box food Buffalo's ever had. It was one of the best of the season.
Wow.
The beef on weck mac and cheese was heavenly. The street corn I loved. Got a bunch of wings. It was delicious. I probably got 4 or 5. Drums, of course, because we all know drums are way better than flats. And it was awesome. I ate a bunch because I knew I was going to be on sideline and that they had no food for the people on the field at halftime there.
Have you ever had like a Lamar Jackson issue where you say it's cramps, but then you're really just going to the bathroom while you're calling a game?
No, I haven't. I'm pretty good at, first of all, I have like an iron stomach. Like no matter what I eat, I'm
man's
good.
Man.
Yeah. But also, I'm really good about taking care of that business before the game starts. You know, I have a whole schedule and a process, and I may drink like caffeine that helps me with that. Like I clean out the pipes well in advance of the game to make sure I have no distractions.
And then final thing, do you think differently of my producer, Ryan Hickey, Hot Take Hickey, because he hates regular wings and he prefers boneless wings?
Yes, I do think less of him.
Yes.
There's no such thing as boneless wings. Those are called chicken fingers or chicken tenders.
Preach.
Have you ever seen a chicken that has wings that don't have any bones in them? I understand. Look, I am not a big fan, like when it comes to steaks, of the bone. I like fillets. I don't like to have to deal with the bone in ribeye. I don't like to deal with like the fatty cuts. I like the fillet and just to eat my unbelievably savory meat. So I respect the fact that he doesn't want to deal with the bones when he's eating his whatever you call them wings.
Chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Yeah, chicken nuggets, exactly. But they're just not as tender. They're just not. They're like more fried and harder because they're fake. They're just not as tender.
Excellent, excellent, excellent job. I just got off my fat ass, and I'm giving you a standing ovation. The great Ross Tucker. Ross, thank you.
Of course, Zach. Anytime. Thank you for hooking me up Sunday, buddy.
No worries. Anytime. I saw Ross Tucker in the back of the line. He had to do a pregame hit. I go, everyone move, move, move. We got Ross Tucker, the popular Ross Tucker. Get him in. And he got right to the hit on time.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Chiefs defensive back Jalen Watson sealed the win on Saturday afternoon with an interception of Trevor Lawrence in the fourth quarter. The rookie corner finished the game with four tackles and two passes defended as Kansas City get set to host their fifth consecutive AFC championship game. So the pressure conversation and who has more pressure going into this game, I think is a fascinating question. Is it Cincinnati or is it Kansas City? Because I do believe a lot of people, the majority of people, the way the money has shifted, believe that the Bengals are going to win the game. But on the other side, if Kansas City does not win, you know a lot of people are going to be talking about, well, they said they were going to be a dynasty, then got to a Super Bowl, lost to an AFC title game against the Bengals at home, then lost to another AFC title game to the Bengals at home. You then have one Super Bowl in 4 years. Yeah, you'd rather have one Super Bowl in 4 years than no Super Bowls, but this team was talked about as a dynasty. and you're at home. So it's weird, Hickey, because I do believe the Bengals are the better team. I do believe the Bengals should win the game. Like, I'm not saying blow them out. I think it's going to be a tight game. But I still feel like there's more pressure on Kansas City because we were all ready to anoint and name Kansas City that dynasty, and Mahomes is going to win multiple rings, and he probably still will in terms of the multiple rings, but he's only got one so far. So I'm going to say there's more pressure on the Chiefs, but it's weird because I think the Bengals should win, and the Bengals are talking a lot, where there could be some clowning of the Bengals if they lose this game coming up on Sunday.
That's part of it. I think there's more pressure on the Bengals. One of the reasons being, as you just mentioned, they're talking a lot of smack, which, look, that's it's not like it's out of character. That's who they've become, and they play their best when they are confident. So I don't hate it, but to your point, you got to win when you do so. So you're adding pressure on yourself just that way. Also, too, with Patrick Mahomes' injury, he's going to play. I mean, he looked extremely limited against the Jaguars. He'll be a little bit better on Sunday, but he's going to be on one wheel. And if you are able to keep in the pocket, we know that's been a problem from, not a problem, but that's not exactly where he likes to be and thrive. He has the most passes outside of the pocket of any quarterback in the NFL this year. So again, if you have a injured or gimpy Patrick Mahomes who's not at 100% health, you should be able to take advantage of that since you've already beat him when he's fully healthy three times in a row.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just, once again, it's what we made for me, Kansas City, out to be. And you know what it also is? And Ross said it. It shows you how tough it is to win in this league. And I'm not using that as an excuse for all these teams. But Brady and Belichick winning six together, and then Brady winning one on his own to get to a total of seven, it kind of set the standards all out of sync. Like, don't get me wrong. Eli Manning won two rings. Ben Roethlisberger won two rings. Peyton eventually got to two rings. Bradshaw had four. Montana had four. Elway, at the end of his career, was able to pick up two. Like, we've seen quarterbacks win multiple rings. But when Brady takes it to the level of seven, I think for every other quarterback now moving forward that we say is the next great quarterback and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, just winning one isn't good enough. Like Rodgers, as great as he's been talked about, if he only ends his career with one ring, it will be viewed as an all-time great career, but he should have won more. There would be like a but feeling of disappointment there. So when we look at Mahomes, and you know how so much in the moment we are, and Mahomes has just been flat out ridiculous in this league. But him winning one so early is tough. But now it's right away. We expect him to win another. And that should be the standard. But it's just a reminder when he loses a Super Bowl, when he loses an AFC title game, and we'll see what happens in the next game or maybe the next two games if he doesn't win, that conversation is going to be, Mahomes is great, but the Kansas City Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl in 3 years. And that's very real because of how Brady just not only went ahead of the pack, he went so far above and beyond with this second run of titles. He was already at three, and then it was supposed to get to four. Once he got to four against the Seahawks, it opened up an entire different window because he won three more after that. So it sets the standard really all out of sync where if you don't win quickly and often, we kind of like look at you a little bit differently.
Like I said, it's very hard to win. And look, you lose to the Bengals, it's nothing to really hang your head about. But again, for the Chiefs, I mean, look, any year I think is Super Bowl or bust. And it's a disappointment if you don't make the game or win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, when you have Mahomes, yeah.
But yeah, it's also, at this point, I think also circumstances change it. You have a Mahomes injury, I think it definitely does change the calculus.
We also got to see how much the Mahomes injury is going to factor in. I know the Mahomes injury is more fresh, and it was serious, and I was surprised that he finished the game. And I know the Hurts thing happened about a month ago, but everyone said that Hurts injury was going to affect the game up against the Giants, and it didn't. I got to see what Mahomes looks like coming up on Sunday before I use that as an excuse. Because if he plays well and they lose the game, I'm not going to sit there and then all of a sudden blame the ankle. Evan Washburn joins us next. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about. like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.